For those of you who have been trying to work through this inyan with us together, the sugi of Menuchas HaNefesh, and I know that everybody's waiting, when will we finally get to something practical? And I hope, Mr. Shem, there's a lot to talk about, and a lot of things that we need to work on. And Mr. Shem, over time we will. We are holding right now is that we've been learning how it's impossible to find Menuchas HaNefesh as long as your life is tied up in the Rishus HaRabim. If you're part of the Rishus HaRabim, if you're the property of the public domain, if you're in the Rishus HaRabim, that's where you are, that's where your mind is, that's where your heart is. Makes no difference even if you're on a deserted island. But if you're a Rishus HaRabim person, if you're a person of the public domain, we were talking a lot about what that means the last time, and you really can't experience Menuchas HaNefesh. We learned that the inyan of Shabbos Shvu Ish Tachtav means each person stays in his place and knows his place. Shabbos has boundaries where you can go. Every step you have to think, you have to make a cheshbon. Am I going outside of where I'm allowed to go? We don't feel that as much now as we used to because of the nature of the demographics, the cities and so on. But if a person lives in a village the way that our ancestors lived, every step has to be with a cheshbon. And we learned that that's the inyan of Yesh Shamayim. Shu Ish Tachtav, we learned from the Svam HaKadosh Mesfasemes, each person to sit under what? Ish Tachtav means Tachas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Tachas Ol Malchus Shamayim means to live in the Rishus HaYochid of Shabbos, to be in that private domain of Shabbos, is to live together with the Yechidah Shel Olam. The Rishus HaYochid, the private domain, means the domain of the one, of the only one, of the master of the world. And we spoke about living the chatzer echad im HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to live in the same chatzer. You live in the courtyard of Hashem Yisbarach. And we're talking a lot about that. And that's why Shabbos, as we learned, is the shorish of Yerushalayim. Our Yerushalayim, which we learned Bereishis, is Yorei Shabbos. Yerushalayim means, especially Shabbos, when a person has to be careful and to think about every single second. Because the slightest sense of separation from the Yechidah Shel Olam, from the master of the world, the slightest step away from that thought of God, God forbid, a person can be Mechal Shabbos. I have all kinds of derises, derabbanans. And it's only when a person lives with Shabbos, and we're going to talk about how to bring Shabbos much more in during the week. It's only when a person lives with Shabbos can a person experience true Yerushalayim, true Kabbalas or Malchus Shamayim, and in Mele, through that, as we've been learning, a person can achieve Menuchas HaNefesh. And I want to talk more about that now. Again, it's hard to explain these inyanim. We have to try an amadrega to understand, because a lot of it's in Kabbalah and things that can't be spoken about Rabbim. It's to try to understand. The Svar Makadoshim tell us that there's a healthy type of Yira, there's a healthy Yira Shamayim. That's described in all of this Musa Svarim, all the Chassidish Svarim, Chazal. There's a healthy era, fear of Hashem. And then there is what's called Yira Nefula. Yira Nefula means where the Mida of Yira, which is something that exists in the universe and Hashem wants us to have, to be God-fearing. When that midah of Yira falls away, from God. Which means, the same way that we spoke many, many times, that in the world of chesed, there's ahava. Love means loving who you're supposed to love, and how you're supposed to love, and when you're supposed to love. So those, you're supposed to love Hashem as Baruch, you love your family, you love other Jews in the right way, at the right time, and so on. That's ahava. When ahava falls, ahava nefula means that you have a healthy sense, or you have a healthy ability to love, which is good. You have a strong ability to love. You are a person that's filled with love. The problem is you love the wrong people, you love the wrong places. Same thing when it comes to yearning. A person who is trapped in the miserable, miserable place of fallen fear, of yearnafula, is an individual who lives in a constant state of anxiety, of nervousness. He's afraid of his shadow. And if he's not afraid of his shadow, he's afraid of what other people think. He's afraid of, you know, that somehow the economy is collapsing and this is falling apart, and he's afraid every second what's going to be with this and my parents and that, well, my kid, and that. He lives in a paralyzing state of fear. Obviously it could be stronger, it could be not as strong. Worries come from year in the fool, because Lamaisa, we all know that worrying, there's no tellus at all from worrying about anything. What does worrying ever accomplish except heartburn and heartache and agmas nefesh, and usually end up doing things the wrong way because you're too worried, you're too nervous. Worrying, there's no tachlis. Worrying is itself a shtus. It's a hevel, worrying. Where does it come from? Worrying comes from a very, very holy place. It comes from gevuras, from gevura. Gevura is the source of one's ability to be God-fearing, to be afraid. But when a person is afraid of things that he shouldn't be afraid of, and when he shouldn't be afraid, he's fearful, he's nervous, he has anxiety, he's anxious. That is called yirnefula. Then Yitzchak Avinu has slipped into the underworld, into a darker world of Yishmael. And the Midah Kedosh, the holy Midah of Gvuras, of Yira, is then in the hands of the Sitrach of the other side. And the person is afraid of things, and he's nervous, and he shouldn't be. And the one that he should be fearful of, the master of the world, he's not afraid of. That's called Yira Nefula. So Makuta Maharan, in the first chalik, in the 15th Torah in Tesfav. It's a very, very hard Torah, and I'm just going to be talking about a little piece of that Torah. So there Rabbi Nachman Schus again asks the question that we have to answer in order to achieve Menuchas HaNefesh. We have to answer this question. B'meh Malin Es HaYira. Rabbi Nachman asked the question. B'meh Malin Es HaYira. How do we lift up the fallen fear? In other words, how do we extract ourselves from the misery of anxiety and worry and fearfulness that is unhealthy, that's in the hands of the Sidracha? Eich ma b'meh ma'alun es ha'yir. How do we lift up yir? Rabbi Nachman's answer is going to seem strange. Rabbi Nachman, as you know, it's not simple. But Rabbi Nachman opens up for us a world mamish of Yerushalayim, what Yerushalayim is, in a healthy way. And he opens up for us the world of Kedusha Shabbos, and Menucha Shabbos, and Menuchas HaNefesh. We're not going to get to the bottom of it tonight, but we're going to start. So let's learn together a few sentences from Mekutei Maran, from Tesvav. No, how do we take lift up fear and return it to its shayrish in God, to its root in holiness, which is a good thing? Sevenachim says, Bebchinas Mishpat, we lift it up with the bechina, with this quality of judgment, judging. What does judging mean? To evaluate. Listen carefully. Hainu sheyishpeit es kol asakav. It means that a Jew begins to judge his own behavior. That's a novelty, isn't it? We're very, very big experts at judging other people for everything that they do. There are people who feel that when they walk into shul, there are like 100, 200, I don't want to say 500, that wouldn't make sense. There are a lot of eyes that are looking up and down, especially by the Weibelach, by the women's section, when someone walks in. So up and down, across, back, forth, but by the men also. And then it's not so much to see what he's wearing, but who he is and what he is and what he's doing. Evaluating and judging. Rabbi Nachman says, there's a bechina called mishpat, judging. Haynu sheyishpat eskol asakav. A person should begin to judge, to evaluate all that he does. This is what Yeshemayim means. Everybody just talks about being afraid of God. Ibn Achim says, yishpat eskol asakav. When a person begins to live this way, where he thinks about what he does with a cheshbon, he judges himself. Where am I? Who am I? What did I say to this person? In a healthy way, in a normal way. Am I acting the right way? What I did this moment, was this according to the Shulchan Aruch? Would the Chofetz Chaim be proud of me? Would my parents be proud of me? Would my Creator be happy with what I just said or did or thought? When a person lives this way, again, he's not talking about obviously an obsession, in a healthy way. When you live that way, Ibn Achmed says, when you have that type of thought, when you live with judgment, judging yourself, you're able to remove all the other fears of your life. Rabbi Nachman says, "Yosim me'olav kol abchadim v'yalu b'chinas yira bara unikia." You will remove from yourself all of what? All of the destructive anxieties, worries, and fears of your life. And if you think, well, how does that come? Let's try. We'll try to do this. Rabbi Nachman says it will remove all the other fears and anxieties of your life. And you will then live with a year, with a fear of God, with a year of Shemayim, bara that's clear on the key and that's clean. V'tishora ach yiras Hashem. And the only one you'll be afraid of is God Himself. What He's thinking. I'm not nervous what this person thinks about me. I'm not nervous what the boss thinks about me. I'm not nervous what my friends think about me, about this one, about that. I'm not nervous about what the president is thinking or the race in the World Bank right now, what they're thinking. On Wall Street, what they're thinking. I'm not worried about that. There's one fear that I have. And that fear is whether what I'm doing is the right thing. Whether what I'm thinking and saying is the right thing. That's called Yosheshem. And then there will be no other fear in your life. You won't be afraid of anything else. Listen carefully what he's saying, Rabbi Nachman. If you don't do this, if you don't sit in judgment on your own life, if you don't constantly judge yourself, then don't worry. This is the choice you have. Either you sit in judgment of yourself, you judge yourself. If you don't do that, then in Shemayim they're going to judge you. It's your choice. It's our choice. Who do you prefer to sit on the bezdin? Do you want to sit on the bezdin to judge yourself and be a person that evaluates and questions his behavior? Because if not, Rabbi Nachman says, then donin v'shayfnoi salamal kim ein din lamata, Chazal say. If there is no din, if you don't make a din lamata, yeish din lamala. Then Hashem's brother says, oh, look at this guy. Nothing bothers him except what other people do. But as far as he's concerned, he's not afraid of anything. He's not afraid of Shulchan Aruch. He doesn't think twice about what he said, what he did, what he thinks. He doesn't judge himself at all. So Baruch Shalom says it's Rachmanis. There's no mishpat in this person's life. So Hashem Zubach says, he doesn't bring any dinim into his life, so I'll judge him. But the Baruch Shalom judges Kachut Asayu. The Baruch Shalom is very honest. Im ein din lamati yesh din lamala. Ukishe shayftin es adam b'mishpa din la'ela. And when a person is being judged in Shemayim, in heaven, as I had din nislabish b'chol advarim, then what happens? Then the din of Hashem, when they're sitting in judgment, you might not see what's going on. But that's nislabish, and Menachem says it becomes enclosed in what? Anxiety, worries, and fear. You begin to become anxious here. You're nervous about, Rabbi Nachman says, you're nervous about what this one thinks and what that one says. When really what's happening is there's a din shamayim. But if a person judges himself, you don't think about other people, you judge yourself. Then fearfulness and anxiety does not become enclosed in anything else in your life. Only you judging and worrying about your own actions. But it doesn't become enclosed in anything else. Lawyer es adam to frighten you, to upset you. Ki hu ba'atzmai nisayra, because you are yourself nisayra to judge yourself. Because all the other anxieties, all the other things in life that are making you afraid, the only reason that happens to you is because the Baruch Shalom is judging you above. And the Baruch Shalom brings dinim into your life. And when you're afraid of somebody, it's because that's supposed to get you thinking about why do you have to do, what do you have to do, and you have to do tshuva, you have to change. So the Rabbi Nachman says that if you're shoyfet, if you judge yourself, shoytim, shoytim, titl, chabachal, shoyrecha, if you judge yourself, in Dunin, if a person judges himself in Yesh Din Lamata, Ein Din Lamala, then it's not necessary to scare you, to shake you up, or to frighten you into tshuva. And that's what Shlomo Melech says at the end of Kehelis. You're going to be afraid in this world. The world is scary. You have a choice. Eser Elokim Yira. That's what Kehelis says. Fear God. You're able to lift up this midah of yira from where? From the other side, from the nations of the world. Because in the beginning, fear was enclosed in the klipa, the other side. And that's the person who's afraid. He's afraid of thunder. He's afraid of heights. He's afraid of getting in an airplane. He's afraid of walking on the street. He's afraid of he's afraid of the air. I told you once, I had a teacher in first grade. She used to wear a mask. She was an old woman. She used to wear a mask. And she used to hold. She used to wear white gloves to hold the chalk. And if a child would sneeze, she would send the child out of the class. So she would walk out from the shigun. And when she would come talk to children, she wore like a surgeon. She wore a mask. When she would talk to us, I remember, you know, we didn't know. We just thought, I don't know what we thought. I don't remember what we thought, but it was strange. You know, I thought maybe that's what teachers were first grade. I thought maybe there's a mahalach like that. As you get older, they wear surgical masks or something. So a person is afraid of everything. Maybe it's a misar from a certain chosheva goy, meaning a sar like some sort of a judge or some sort of a minister. Or ganovim, or you're afraid of ganovim. You live in fear of thieves and all kinds of things. B'shab chadim, all different types of fear. Lo chaser. There's no shortage of things to be afraid of. Zehu shahayir in islabish b'zehadavim. If you would be afraid, if you would be fearful of your thoughts, words, and actions, and make a cheshbon and judge them, then Rabbi Nachum says you wouldn't be afraid of anything else. You wouldn't be afraid of anything. Because until that time, everybody is afraid, but the fear is mislabish, the fear becomes enclosed in this person or that thing. Kim loy hayin mislabish hayir b'zadavur. Because if the din would not descend into that judge or that other thing that you're afraid of, it wouldn't have the ability to frighten you. A person has to have das, has to have seichel. You have to be a smart person to have your shemayim. And the intelligence means that you are a person that lives with a cheshbon. You are mar de chushmi, you judge yourself. Adkan. I mean, it's more than that Torah, it's a big Torah. Adkan, in Yoneinu, what we need to talk about. Rabbi Nachman is telling us a tremendous chiddush. And the only way that we can see that this is true is if we try to live this way. And we see the hanhog of tzaddikim. Rabbi Nachman is saying that a yirei shamayim, a person who is God-fearing, a person who is God-fearing means a person who is only concerned with what God thinks, is only concerned with whether he's doing what Hashem wants, and therefore he judges and evaluates his actions, that person is liberated from yira nefula, from fear that has fallen into the other side. He is liberated from distorted and perverted fear that takes the form of anxiety and worry, anxiousness and terror. And that's what Shlomo HaMelech says right over there at the end of Kehelet. And he says in Kehelet, at the end, he says the pasuk we said before, but in Kehelet he says, Elokim Asas Adam Yasha. The Baruch Shalom created each and every one of us, Elokim Asas Adam Yasha, straight. But man is seeking all kinds of other cheshbonos, cheshbonos rabim. That means that the person gets lost in the rishus harabim in the public domain that we were talking about. When a person forgets the rishus hayachad, which is the yechidah shel olam, which is Hashem Yisbarach. And he becomes distanced from the Mekayim HaShalayim. We were talking about how Hashem is called Baruch HaMokam Baruch Hu. Hashem is the place. Baruch HaGever Sheyiftach B'Hashem. This is the meaning of the Pasuk. Baruch HaGever Sheyiftach B'Hashem. Praised and fortunate and blessed is the person who trusts in God. V'hoya Hashem Yiftach. And what does it say in Pasuk afterwards? V'hoya ke'eit shosul al palgei mayim. You see also in the beginning of Tehillim. V'hoya ke'eit shosul al palgei mayim means this. If you are a person who fears God, and that means you are only thinking about what God thinks, not anybody else. And Hashem is your bitachon. V'hoya Hashem yiftachon. Then your life will be changed. Instead of being a person that's blown around in the Rishus HaRabim, you become ke'etz shosul al palgei mayim, like a tree that is firmly rooted by the water. U'bishnas batzoyres lo yidog, it says. And when the famine comes, it becomes a famine lo yidog, you're not worried. Because you're an eitz shosu al palgei mayim. You are firmly planted and rooted by the water. And even if it comes to a famine or a drought, lo yidog, you're not worried. That means that a person who's a yirei shemayim has a makam. And the makam, the place that he has, the place that he has is Hashem. And that's what a person feels especially, as we learned last time from Reb Tzadik in the Sfasem, is especially on Shabbos, where Chazal said that even in Amoritz, on Shabbos has Yerush Shemayim, because Shabbos is the Indian of what? Al Yetzi Ishmim Koimai. Even a simple Jew can't help but think of God every moment of Shabbos. You have to think of Hashem every moment of Shabbos. You have to think of, am I doing the right thing? Am I allowed to tear this? Am I allowed to walk here? Am I allowed to turn this? Am I allowed to move that? Am I allowed to, on the stove to do this? Now, can I open this? Every single second. It's not what other people are thinking. It's judging yourself, Shabbos. It's what is the Baruch Shalom thinking of me. So on Shabbos, the person lives in the Rishus HaYachid. He's Ke'et Shosu Al Palgei Mayim. He's living in that Mokim with the Yechid Shalom in Hashem's courtyard. And therefore, he learns not to be afraid of anything else. He lifts the Midah of Yir up to its Sheirish in godliness. Hine Kel Yeshuasi, we said a few minutes ago. Hine kel Yeshuas, the Baruch Shalom is my Yeshua. If I live with Hashem, if that is my mokim, and that's where who I am, and that's where I live, then hine kel Yeshuasi eftach, then I have bitachon veloy efchad, and I am not afraid. We say this as we're entering into the week. Because the week is the Rishus HaRabim. when we're leaving Shabbos and we're afraid because we're entering into the Rishus HaRabim of the world. So how are we mechazik ourselves? He neikel Yeshuasi. The Rebbeinu Shlom is my Yeshua. In other words, that I felt the whole Shabbos, my Yerushamayim, Isha Yiras Hashem Hitishalo. The whole Shabbos I felt I was living Ishu Ishtachtav Tachas Omalchu Shamayim with the Yerushamayim. And I wasn't thinking what this one thinks, what that one thinks. I was thinking about what does God think. That's what Shabbos is all about. And I'm living that way the whole Shabbos. And I'm in Hashem's Rishus HaYochid. And nothing else frightens me. Nothing else worries me. We saw that many, many stories of tzaddikim where they had, where there were people who were, God forbid, sick and people who died. And Af Al Pi Kein Shabbos, they weren't moved by that or changed ki hu zeh. They were who they were because they lived tachas ol malchus shamayim. So as we're crossing over from the Shabbos into the week, Hinei kel Yeshuasi. Rebbeinu Shlom, you're my Yeshua. Efkach, I trust in you. V'loy efkach, and if I have that feeling for you, then loy efkach, then I'm not afraid. Then I'm returning to that world of Elokim Oseh Sodom Yoshe, the Yashrus of a Jew. Of a Elokim Yerah, to be a God-fearing Jew means, Hinei kel Yeshuasi efkach, v'loy efkach. I'm not afraid of anything else. B'Hashem Batachti, it says in Pasuk Milyam Psukim, B'Hashem Batachti, I trust in Hashem, Lo Ira Mayasa Bosa Li. I'm not afraid of what a human being can do to me. That's not my cheshbon. But a person who lives Olayinu Nirshus HaRabim, if you don't live Tachas Al Malchus Shemayim, if you don't judge yourself, but you're always thinking about how others are judging me. If you're worried about what others think about you, and you're worried about all the things of the Rishus HaRabim that are out there in the world, in the public domain. So then you know that even if a person is a big, big Aisha, even if a person is as wealthy as Shlomo HaMelech, even if a person is the richest person in the world, he's filled with daigus. He's filled with daigus. So as you and I were worried about our mortgage, let's say, you're worried about paying your rent, you're worried about paying a lease on a car or something like that, a couple of dollars. And everybody thinks that if I would be the gevir who lives someplace, you know, in one of those hidden mansions someplace in the by the water, you know, in the back of Lawrence, somebody's hidden from the hole in the Rishus HaYochid, if I would live in that, then I wouldn't have to worry about my mortgage. And I wouldn't have to worry about my lease. And I wouldn't have to worry about how to make the kids a chasm. And I wouldn't have to worry about how to get my kid a Hanukkah, a bicycle or something. I wouldn't have to worry, right? Then I would be free. V'loy efchad. But everybody knows that the biggest bali daigus in the world is not just to make ourselves the schleppers feel good. It's true. The biggest bali daigus in the world, the biggest bali daigus are the ones who live in houses that are the most invisible. You know that. The houses that are the fanciest, the ones who have the most guards and servants are the biggest bali daiga. They live with the greatest pachadim, with the greatest terror and fear. That simple people like us, we're not masig at all. The pachadim and the daigas, they don't have any menuchas and nefesh. Maybe there is such a person, but ruba de ruba, they have much less menuchas and nefesh than we have, than regular people have. And they live a life of tsar that's usually much, much, much more tsar than any poor person lives. Much more confusion, much more fear than any simple poor person lives. And every one of us thinks, let me try that. Give me a chance. I'll be the person who has all of that money, but I'll be worry-free. I'll be fine. And everybody says, you tried me with every Nisayin, all the Nisayin is ever, you know, this Nisayin you can't try. Let's try this Nisayin. But the emes is that Nisayin is a Nisayin that very few people pass. And people sit in palaces. And as we spoke about a lot before the summer, you're sitting in one place, but you're nod and nod. Your mamas don't have a place. You don't have a makam. You don't have a makam. Even on Shabbos, a person doesn't have a makam. There are people on Shabbos that don't have a makam. They're not allowed to leave the tchum. They're not allowed to carry someplace. But in their heads, as I spoke about last time, they're carrying a million things back and forth. In their heads, they're carrying. Chutz the tchum, in the Shus HaRabim, across the world, across the international galactical web, and from one country to the other country. In their head, they're going from one place to the other. It's Kamenuche. There's no Yeshiva Das. A person is living mamish arba kanfes aretz. While sitting Shabbos at his table, he's sitting Shabbos at the table. And it's all he says that he works for, is that he should be able to have Shabbos at his table. And the kids can't even look at him, they can't talk to him because he's someplace else. So he's so tired from making his millions that he can't take his head out of the soup. But he's another Nodniker. A Yirei Shemayim. It doesn't mean you can't be rich, but a Yirei Shemayim. A Yidu is a Yirei Shemayim. It's harder for rich people to have Yirei Shemayim. It's a Dover, you do it. Doesn't mean they can't be. They're famous. They're very, very great people who are wealthy and have Yirei Shemayim, but it's a lot harder. But a Yirei Shemayim, even when he's walking in the street of Manhattan and there are a million people that are surrounding him, a Yirei Shemayim lives in the Rishus HaYachid. He doesn't, his life doesn't depend upon what will they say if I have to go out for mincha for 5 minutes. If I go out for mincha, the whole market in Japan is going to collapse. If I go out for mincha, right? If I daven mincha, what's going to happen? And the person who lives in Yirei Shemayim, he lives in Yirei Shemayim. The only thing that he judges is, did I say the right thing? At that meeting, did I say the right thing? Not that I say the right thing to trick or to lie or to convince somebody that I'm selling something that's like this. Or did I say what was Erlich? What does God think about what I said at this meeting? Was I Erlich? What does God think about my mincha? What does God think about the way that I dress? What does God think? Someone just told me, I had such nachas, one of the Chavayim told me today that he had a very, very, very choshev interview with a very scary lady. It was a lady. Now they have ladies that are in very big positions these days. And he had a very choshev interview with a scary lady. And she put out a hand. And he was mechazing himself. And he said, please forgive me. And she said, what's the matter? So he said, my rabbi said, I can't do that. So I don't know if she is, who's your rabbi? But he said, my rabbi said, I can't, I'm Orthodox, I can't do that. So there was, so he's going to lose his job. Could be, Chas v'Shalom, I hope not. Usually there's more respect. The whole fear of that the world will not be able to live with you and you won't make a panosa if you do the wrong thing, the whole fear is yira nefula. It's fear that has fallen into this situation. That's what you're afraid of. You're afraid of what the girl thinks of you. You're afraid of what the business of the firm thinks about you. You're afraid of what the Rebbe Shalom thinks of you. And then you're not afraid. What's she gonna? You don't have to walk into the office every day thinking, what's she gonna say? What's gonna happen? What am I gonna do? How am I gonna get? What's gonna happen to my job? What's gonna be? A million pchadim. A person has a million daigas. Gosh, that's how the tzaddikim live. Tzaddikim go. Hinei kel Yeshua si eftach v'loy efchad. You think that the Satmar of worried about losing a lot of tzedakah if he didn't make nice to somebody, to Mrs. Katz. Hello, Mrs. Katz. How are you, Mrs. Katz? Therefore, he's not going to be able to support his yeshiva. And he's not going to be able to build Yiddishkeit. V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. But it's Yirei Shemayim, a person lives in the Rishus HaYachid. And he knows that everything is Bidei Hashem. Everything is V'hoya Hashem Miftach. And all Oysher, all money is the Baruch Shalom's Oysher. And the Baruch Shalom is the one who writes checks. You worry about what you're doing. You worry about what you're thinking. You worry about what you're saying. You be an Elohe Yidah Yirei Shemayim. And the Baruch Shalom is in charge of writing the checks and to give out what each person needs to receive. And if Hashem Yisbach wants you to be rich, you'll be rich. And if Hashem Yisbach wants you to be poor, you could be a person that you shook every single woman's hand in the entire world. And you'll still be poor. And you're not going to understand, because you were davening by some rabbi, and that rabbi said, no, if you're going to lose your job, of course you have to shake everybody's hands. And you don't understand, you lost your job, and he said, I can't believe it. I shook every lady's hand at the place, and I lost my job. The Rebbe Shalom wants you to lose your job, it makes no difference. You could shake hands, and you'll still lose your job. There's no nafkin. That's not what determines whether you have your job or not. That's not what determines whether you make money or not. All of that is from the Rishus HaRabim, you understand? That's life on the street. That's life in the public domain, in the public sector. That's a life of Cheshbonos Rabim. This one says this, this one thinks that.
That's what Rabbi Nachman was talking about. Year in the Fula. Ech Marlin, Bameh Marlin is the year Rabbi Nachman begins that Torah. How do you lift up Yira? Not to be afraid of Narishkeit. Judging yourself, that's what Nachman says. Judge yourself where you are, your Mokum. And now we have an unbelievable Gilui, something that Rabbi Nelson teaches us. Rabbi Nachman's great Talmud teaches us in Chosh Mishpat. In Hashoah, in the third Halacha there, it's a long Torah. You know, there's a minhag of Chassidim. There's a custom by Chassidim. It goes back all the way from the first generation of Chassidus, from the Holy Baal Shem. That when you're going on a trip, when you're going away someplace, you anoitel rishus from the tzaddik. You heard about this. It was always like that, and it's still like that when a chassid is privileged to live in the same town or the same place, the same city as his rabbi. Before he goes on any business trip or he goes away, obviously in those days will go on a business, they have to go for a long time. It's not like that person can commute. But any time that a person will go, he would be going baderach, he would have to go out. He would be noitel rishus from the tzaddik. He would ask rishus, permission, from the tzaddik to go. Be noitel rishus. Why is that? Is it just a derech eretz? What does it mean to be noitel rishus? So Rabbi Nelson says, kol hadrochim, Chazal tell us, kol hadrochim mecheskes sakone. When a person's going on a business trip, he's going away, far away, kol ha-drachim, all of the pathways, all of the highways and the roads, are b'cheska sakana. So we laugh and we think, nah, that used to be by our ancestors, because they lived in those places and villages and towns, and when they went along the way, we had a million stories about how these guys came and mugged them and robbed them, but Baruch Hashem, I drive a Lexus, I'm riding on a four-lane highway, I have an easy pass. I have nothing to be afraid of. It's a klal. Kol hadrochim mecheska sakan. The pathways of life, the roads of this world, are the cheska sakan. Ibn Elson says it doesn't just mean that you're in physical danger of somebody mugging you, or somebody along the way to rob you. Kol hadrochim mecheska sakan means life in the Rishus HaRabim. Anytime that a person leaves his place, his wife, his family, his Rishus HaYachid, his Shabbos, his Yontif, a person's Becheska Sakan. You could be in the most beautiful hotel and you'll be a big, big Cheska Sakan over there. And they could have a lot of guards in front of the hotel. You're not in danger of, not talking about terrorists, you're in danger of yourself doing the wrong thing, looking at the wrong thing and thinking the wrong thing. Kol HaDrochim Becheska Sakan. That's on a very basic level. And stam, a person in the Rishus HaRabim is more likely to be afraid. Kol HaDrochim Mecheska Sakana, those things that cause you to be afraid. You're afraid of different people. You're afraid of things, even on a simple level. You're afraid to travel. You're afraid to go someplace where you're unfamiliar with, you're nervous about. In short, the drochim, the pathways of this world, are the main place where it's likely for Yira to fall, for there to be Yirais Nefulais, for your fear to fall into Narishkeit, into all kinds of things. So therefore, Rabbi Nelson says, Hashem gave the Tzaddikim the strength to be Mechazik Jews. What does that mean? It says in the Pasuk, Yisrael Mam Shalai Sav. The Jewish people really rule over the entire world. Yisrael Mam Shalai Sav. And who among the Jewish people is the ruler? Tzadik Moshe, the Yiras Elokim. Tzadik, the Tzadik. So that means that when a person is about to go out into the Rishus HaRabim, he's about to go on this big business trip out into the world, and he's going to have to encounter all of the frightening, scary things of the Rishus HaRabim that cause him to feel such fear and anxiety. He goes into the Tzaddik of Nos and says, and when he sees the Tzaddik, and when he talks to the Tzaddik for a minute, he's reminded of
the Mekayim Shel Olam, that the entire world is only one place, it's only God. And he lives, and he's reminded when he sees the tzaddik, and the tzaddik gives him a bracha, he's strengthened that no matter where he has to go on his trip, he's going to live in the Chatzar Hashem. So even if he's in the grand height of Hong Kong, and there isn't a Jew around for miles, not even a Chabad house, you know, for a couple of miles, and he's in this place, and what, and there's a question over there, there's a pachad, whatever the pachad is, and there's a cheskes sakon of where he is. But when he's neutral, when he leaves and he parts to go out into the world, he stops by the tzaddik, and the tzaddik gives him that chizik, and he's neutral of rishus. Rabbi Nelson says that wherever he goes, he lives in the rishus. To be neutral of rishus means to carry the rishus of Hashem with you wherever you go. Like the maaseh I told you a few weeks ago, when the Gay Rebbe told that yid that was going to Paris, make sure to get me a cigar that I like in Paris. They sell a certain kind of a cigar. And the chassid, of course, forgot. He came back, he felt so terrible. And the Rebbe said, "What happened to my cigar?" And the chassid said, "Oh, you're the Rebbe with the business, this and that." So the Rebbe slapped him on the face, the Miriamus, and he said, "Shoite, you think I care about cigars?" Because the chassid said, "Rebbe, I'll find it someplace in Poland, I'll get the cigar. There's a place where they sell imported cigars, you know, in Warsaw." The Rebbe said, "You think that I care about cigars? That's not what I care about. There's one thing that I care about. I know that you're going to be busy in Paris, and a lot of things in Paris that are not holy and pure. And I wanted that the whole trip you should be thinking, oh, you have to get a cigar for the Rebbe. That at least, I knew that this way, 3 seconds a day, you would have my picture in your head. You would think of me. You would remember me. And remember who you are, where you come from. That you're a Yid, you're a Chassid from Varsha, you're not some Parisian. You're a chosid from Varsha, and you're a chosid of Ger, and remember who you are and where you come from, and you're an Eved Hashem. That's why I don't care about cigars. I wanted to make sure that I have my rope attached to you." That's what it means to be Neitel Rishus in the Tzaddik. When you connect to the Tzaddik before you leave, then he reminds you where you're going. It's a cheska sakana. Remember who to be afraid of. She said, "Who should I be afraid of? I should be afraid of this guy or that guy. I should be afraid of the weather. I should be afraid of the market. I should be afraid of dogs. I should be afraid of cars. I should be afraid of airplanes. What, Rebbe? What should I be afraid of?" And he says, "No, to be afraid of the Baruch Shalom. And what should I pay attention to when I'm on my trip? Yourself. Pay attention to yourself. What you're thinking. What you're saying. Where you're looking. What you're listening to. What you're doing. Pay attention." So no matter how many rishuyos you have to go to on your trip, and you're in this rishus and you're in that rishus, but wherever you go, shvu ish tachtav, you live under what? Ish tachtav, tachas ol malchus shamayim. And when you judge yourself, then you're not afraid of everything else that happens to you on your trip. You're not afraid of what happens to you on your trip. Someone was telling me a few weeks ago, "It's very, very bad. I'm going on a trip to this and this place. I have to go for business." I said, "What's so bad over there? It's supposed to be a nice place. What are you afraid of?" So he's Ne'elachid. He says, "I'm afraid that I'm going by myself, and I go to the hotel room, and there's television, and there's all kinds of cable, and all different kinds of things over there, and I'm afraid what's going to happen." So I said to him, so don't turn it on. Is that a good idea? I gave it. You could also be a rabbi like that, no? I said, "Don't turn it on. Where are you going? Then don't turn on at all." So he said, I'm afraid I'm going to turn it on. He says, "Don't turn it on. Don't turn it on." Now, if Weinberger says that's not going to get you. That's not going to get you, you know, 5 minutes in holiness in the hotel room. But imagine if you have an Eilech Yid, if you have a tzaddik that tells you such a thing. If a tzaddik tells you such a thing, no. So don't. You're not till Rishus in the tzaddik. You're neitel rishus that wherever you go, you only think one thing. I'm not afraid of being in a hotel room by myself. You know why? Hinei kel yishuasi. Adirava. I have a little bit of quiet. I don't have the kids hacking me. I don't have this, everybody hacking me, and I have a little bit of quiet. I get back from the meeting. I can come here. I'm in a beautiful place they set me up in. I could sit by the table. I could take out a safe. I haven't had time in months to look at this safe. And I could make a room service, they'll bring me a soda or something. It's not bad. It can be very good. Hine kel Yeshua si eftach v'leyevcha. And you noitel rishus from the tzaddik. That means that even when you're in that hotel far away someplace in Honolulu, it's Shabbos. Even though it's a Tuesday, it's Shabbos. Shu ish tachtav. I'm afraid that I'm going to end up going to some club someplace downtown. What are you afraid? What's the Eitzer Rabbah? What should I do? I said, don't go. Don't go. God doesn't want you to go. You don't go. But there's nobody there watching me. I'm afraid I'm going to go. God is watching you. Over there, God is watching you. But again, if I say it, but if tzaddik says, you know, even in a few minutes, the Kali Rebbe is going to be a big, big, big tzaddik, and Elohi tells you something. You hear it. You know the Rishus from the tzaddik. That's what the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh wanted. And it comes from Chazal. Now, he didn't make it up, but it comes from Chazal. When you're going someplace, the roads of Echezka Sakana, there are so many Rishuyas, there's so many domains, there's such confusion. And there's so many years and the foolish things to be afraid of. But you go to the tzaddik, and the tzaddik says to your Rabbi Yid, remember wherever you go, there's only one. There's only the Yechid Shel Olam. And no matter where you are, you're living in his chatzer. Shu ish tachtav, Shabbos, wherever you are, it's Shabbos. And there's a tchum, an invisible tchum, just like in Shabbos, nobody puts up signs. I mean, some places in the mountains, they have a thing, you know, you should know you're leaving, and you're going someplace, there's a tchum Shabbos. They don't tell you where the tchum Shabbos is. The tchum Shabbos is invisible. A Jew has to live his life with a tchum Shabbos, wherever he goes. There's a portable tchum. Like now they're making, you get for $100 or something, someone told you could buy a little sukkah. You go into the parking lot and you trip and you take out something from your pocket and you go, whoop, and you have a sukkah. Right? There's such a thing. You make a sukkah in the parking lot. That's, for $100, that's very easy. It's kein Geld. But wherever you go, that you have a tchum. A tchum, that means the lady sticks out of him. Hello, Mr. So-and-so, I'm so happy to meet you. There's a tchum in between you and the lady. And you call out from the other side of the tchum, I'm really sorry, I don't mean to insult you. My rabbi said, I can't touch your hand. Don't say it like that, say it smarter than that. But I can't do that, it's not nice. I'm an Orthodox person. If I could shake anybody's hand in the world, believe me, I would shake your hand, but I can't. And the same thing is for the ladies, the same thing. A tchum comes up. Where's there a tchum? I didn't see any tchum. There's no tchum Shabbos. Shabbos. Shu ish tachtov, stay in your place. Where you are right now, the Rebbe Shlom is here with you. Don't think of what that person thinks of you, think of what God thinks of you. Of course, always, what God also wants you to talk in a nice way. And he wants you to say to that person in a beautiful way. You don't say, you talk in a nice way, so I'm joking, you say it in a nice way. Everything with ne'imus. Because Hashem wants you to be that kind of a person. You do everything with ne'imus. You talk to people, every person in the world you talk to with ne'imus, pleasant and nice and good. And now we can understand, when you come to Shabbos, an amazing thing. Listen, you come to the house, you come back from shul, you come to the house on Friday night, and Shalom Aleichem Alachei, Shalom Alachei Al Yoin, you sing Shalom Aleichem, and Eishes Chayil Miyimsa, and you say the words Isha Yiras Hashem this Hallow, which we already spoke about in the earlier weeks, that is talking about the Jewish people, Hashem's Kala, Hashem's wife. Isha Yiras Hashem this Hallow. And then you take, whoever's making Kiddush, the Balabas takes, the Bechari takes the Kais, the cup into his hand. And you know that before he says, Barei Pia Gafen, what do we say? What do you say before you say Barei Pia Gafen? After you say, you said the whole thing. Before you say Bari Priya Gafen, what do you say? Bishus. Listen. Bishus, my running Rabban and Rabbi Isai. Or if your Rabbi is there, Bishus, my Rabbi. Bishus, Balabai Isai. But you say Bishus. What does it mean? I'm not talking halacha now, Sarvi Maranan, right? The Svadim, they have more Sarvi Maranan. We also say, you know, some Bishus and Sarvi Maranan, Rabban and Rabbi Isai. What does it mean? What have you been asking Rishus? Ibn Osman says, when you come into Shabbos and you're making it Kiddush to accept upon yourself the Kiddusha of Shabbos, that it should penetrate, it should sink into every cell of your being, that you're in the Rishus HaYachid. You say Rishus, you makabel Rishus, you join, he says, into one Rishus with all the Jews that are in your family at your table, even if there are 100 people there. Rishus Maron and Rabban and Rabbi Yisrael. Yisrael Mam Shaloisach. Yisrael Mam Shaloisach, Rabbi Nelson says, Shabbos, when you say Rishus, you're reminding yourself, I live in this Rishus, I live in a Rishus with other Jews. I live in a Rishus HaYachid. Rishus, I'm asking, when I say Rishus, it means I'm Neutel Rishus from each and every person at the table, that I'm bringing back all the Rishus HaRabim to my Rishus HaYachid, and there's no longer Rishus HaRabim. I live now in the Rishus HaYachid. Rishus, my Ronin Rabban Rabbi Yisai. I don't live in the Rishus, or I don't need the Rishus of this person, that person. I don't care for what this person thinks or that person says. I live in the Rishus HaYachid, the Rishus my Ronin Rabban Rabbi Yisai, in my world, which is the Rishus HaYachid. And every single Jew, when he is makabel Shabbos upon himself, he becomes like a malach. And what's by the malachim? Shenoistim, he says every day in Davin. Shenoistim bi'ahava Rishus ze la ze. Listen to every word. Lahakdish liyoytsram benachas ruach. Angels are not nervous. You ever heard of an angel go for therapy? Angels are not nervous. Angels are not at all anxious. They're not worried because every angel knows his place. This is my malacha. A malach is the oisiest malacha, and every malach has his thing in this world. And every malach feels God's presence. Listen to the words. Shenoyslim bihaber rishus zelazeh. There's nothing else. Lahakdish liyoytsram. All there is in this world is lahakdish liyoytsram. Benachas ruach, menuchas hanefesh, kedusha, kedusha kulam keechad, oinim be'ema, v'oimrim be'ira, oinim be'ema, v'oimrim be'ira. The malach feels the fear of God. That's why he's able to be what? Be'ahavu rishus zelazeh. Nobody else, not but anybody in the world thinks. It's be'ahavu nois mishus zelazeh. Lahakdish liyoytsram, benachas ruach, menuchas hanefesh. That's what the Malach lives with. Kudusho kulum kechad oinim be'ema v'oimrim be'ira. Because the Malach lives with the aim and the year of being in God's presence every second of its existence. He lives in the mokim, in the place. Baruch kavod Hashem im kaimai. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh Hashem tzevokais. Malach el haaretz kavod l'malachim. The Malachim are screaming and yelling. And they realize that they're standing in God's presence, therefore they have one rishus, listen, they have rishus elazeh, lahakdish liyoytsram menachas ruach, kulam kechad oinim be'ema v'oimrim be'ira. That's the oimik of menuchas hanefesh. The Rebbe's here. That's the oimik of menuchas hanefesh. That's the depth of menuchas hanefesh. That's the kedusha. That's the kedusha of Shabbos. There's no longer any rishus harabim. It's a bittle of all the years and the foolish. It's when a person comes to that place of what does the Rebbeinu Shalom think of me? That's what Yerushalayim means, as Rabbi Nachman told us. And on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then comes out from all of the concealment of the Rishus HaRabim of this world. And he enters into each person's Rishus HaYachid, into your chatzir, into your house. And we're living through now the parashiyos of the Ovis and the Imahis. And this parasha, the parasha screen of Yaakov and Rachel and Leah, and the building of Koimas Yisrael. And everybody knows what the Gemara says, but Chazal tell us, that Avraham Avinu called the area of the Beis HaMikdash, he called it a mountain. And Yitzchak Avinu, he called it a field. But Yaakov Avinu called it what? A bayis. Ein zekim beis elokim in this week's parasha is a shar shemayim. Yaakov even calls it a bayis, because these are the parashas where what? Where Yaakov Avinu tells us, come into the rishus hayochid, into the bayis of being a Jew. There is nothing else. Even when you're in that hotel someplace in Honolulu, you're still attached to the bias of being a Jew. That's what Yaakov Avinu said. Wherever you are, you live in that bias. You have four walls that surround you. I don't care. I'm not afraid of anything else. Yaakov called it a house. But Avraham Avinu was the beginning. He called it a mountain. The mountain could still be still open. It's still scary. But Yitzchak Avinu called it a field. A field. All right, each one's a different machine. I don't have time for that now. But it's still a field that's still open. Yaakov Avinu was Ish Tom Yoshev Aholim. He knew his place. He lived in the Bis Medrash. His brother Esav. Esav is the world of the Shusarabim. Therefore, Esav is the Ish Hasada, the man of the field. Yaakov is the Ish Habayis. He's the man of the house. He lives in the four walls of Yerushalayim. Esav is the man of the field. He's always hunting. What does it mean to be a hunter? It means every second is another opportunity to do something. That's not the Yerushalayim. Esav is that world of what do they think of me outside? Yaakov Avinu was what am I inside? What am I inside? You have people that to the whole world, they look like tzaddikim and kedoshim, and they're so nice and they're so pleasant. But if you ask a wife, you ask a kid, who is this person? Who's your husband? Or they hear, oh, your husband's a tzaddik, they look... Two different people. The Ish HaSada lives in that world of the field. And he lives for the people who are out there in the field. He's a hunter. Yaakov, you know, is Ish Tom Yoshev HaHolim. He's a tent dweller. He lives inside the tent. Matoivu Alecha Yaakov Mishkanasach Yisrael. That's how Yaakov Inu lives. Esav is the Ish HaSada. Esav is the Rishus HaRabim. Yaakov is the Rishus HaYachid. Yaakov lives inside the Tchum Shabbos, inside the four walls. That's why Yaakov is the one who established the Tchum Shabbos. As we learned, Vayichad means he established the Tchum Shabbos, a place to rest. Amokim Chanoya, Chaniya means Vayichad means he made the Tchum Shabbos, Chazal say. Yaakov is the one that created the Tchum Shabbos, because a bias has a Tchum, has boundaries. A field and a mountain don't have that. Yaakov, you know, is Beis Yaakov. It has four walls, it has a Tchum. It's Yerushalayim, that's the name of Yaakov Avinu. And Chazal say, finish up, Chazal say an amazing thing. There are many gzeiros, there are many decrees that we know that the Greeks enforced and imposed upon us in Eretz Yisrael during that time of the second Beis Hamikdash by the Golus of Yavin. It's an interesting Golus. The fact that it's called the Golus is interesting. The footnote talks about this and all this from. Where did Chanukah take place, Rabbi Son? In Eretz Yisrael, and still called Golus Yavin. It's interesting, no? There's such a thing that you live mamish in your house and you're still in Golus, because Chanukah took place in Eretz Yisrael and still called Golus Yavin. It means that if you're an Ish HaSada, that even if you're in your house, you're still in Golus. You understand? Even if you're in your Rishus HaYachid, you're still in Rishus HaRab. That's why it could be called Golus Yavin, even though we're home. Eretz Yisrael is our home. It can still be called Golus Yavin, because if you're in your house but you're not home, you're someplace else, then you're in Golus. So one of the decrees that the Yavon that the Greeks imposed upon us is not as well known as the ones that everybody's familiar with. It's not so well known. Chazal tells us, says in the Medrash, an amazing thing. The Medrash says that one of the gzeiros, this sounds so strange, one of the gzeiros of the Yavonim was, of the Greeks, that it's forbidden for Jews to lock the doors of their houses. You hear this? Jews, all goyim are allowed, all the goyim are living there, so allowed, but Jews are not allowed to lock their doors. An interesting gzeiro. And, as Chazal tells us, the decree was that any Jew who was caught with a locked door, his chayiv misa, will be immediately executed. That's what says in the Medrash. What does that mean? What do the Greeks, what do they care if you lock your door? When a person understands the whole inyan of Yavin, what's the chachma of Yavin called in the terminology of Chazal, Rabbi Say? What's it called? Chachmas Yavin? What's it called also later, especially later on? Chachmas chitzainiyais, external, outside wisdom. The reason I believe that the Greeks made such a decree that you're not allowed, a Jew is not allowed to have a locked door, is because the nature of the gezeirah was that a Jew cannot live inside the Rishus HaYachid. You can't have a world of Yaakov Avinu, Ish Tom Yoshev Aholim. You can't live in the Chatzer of Hashem. You can't live in with the Mekayim Shel Olam. The whole inyan of Malchus Yavan, of Chachmas Chitzainis, the whole inyan of the Malchus of Greece, was to what? It was to remove the Kedusha of the house. Therefore, they made a Mishunah, they get crazy decree that before there's a Chasna, that the girl, Lo Aleinu, has to go and be with a guy. There is nothing that's sanctified. There is nothing that's private. There's no private domain. There's no locked door. There's no inside. There's only outside. There's no oihel. There's no tent. There's only a sadr field. There's no bifnim. There's only bachutz. Everything is bachutz. Chachmas chitzonius. That's why they made exer against Shabbos. Because they know that a Jew is tzatracht, he's could clap the whole week in the Rosh Hashanah, but at least if he has one day where he lives in the Yashamayim, one day where he climbs inside of his house, he locks the door, he locks the shul, and the whole outside world of the street is closed off, is gone, and there's no Rosh Hashanah, and he lives ish tachtov, tachas Yashamayim, amal Hashamayim, that at least when he's living in that world and he can go back out into the street, he may kell yishuos, yeftach leyefchat, and he'll be able to manage to still be a Jew. So the Greeks made it the decree. No locked doors. Jews don't have any privacy. There is no Rosh Hashanah. There's no private domain. It's a revolving door, this world. So the Jews should fall into the yiras and the pchadim, the fulas, into yir and the fula, to terrorize, to frighten, to destroy us. And what's the victory of Chanukah? The victory of Chanukah was Hidlikul Neirais, where the Chatzrois Kodshecha, in the holy courtyards, the Chatzrois Kodshecha. And they made a takana near Ishu Beisai. You have to light a candle. Each house has to be a candle inside. In the winter it's cold. And you come into your house, into your Rosh Hashanah, Shvu Ish Tachta. And what? And the Shekhinah Kadosha comes herself. Lamatim Asar Tvachim. And you light the candle in that place near Ishu Beisai. In that place. And you're able to light the candle by the door. And you're able to say, we're victorious. And the candle shines out to the Rosh Hashanah, right? Pesum Enisa. And you shine out into the whole world that light. And that light says, we have something in this world of our Rosh Hashanah that the whole world doesn't have. We live with a candle wherever we go on the street. And the candle of Chanukah shines with us outside. That's why Chanukah, you're allowed to do malacha. Chanukah, you can go in a car, you can turn on lights. Chanukah is so holy that it's Shabbos during the week. Even when you're allowed to do malacha, you're still Shabbos day. Even when you're allowed to go in a car, you remember who you are. You're an inni, not an outie. You're inside. Pnimius, not chitzonius. V'edlika neiros b'chatzreis kedshach. And like the Rebbe that I say every year, Rebbe Leibel is chusi when it says Rebbe Leibel Eger. That we light Hanukkah candles by the door. Because Yaakov Avinu stood by the door and he was crying and waiting, where's Yosef HaTzadik? When is my Yosef coming home? What happened to my Yosef? How many Jews there are there right now? They're waiting for their children to come back. Their children know where they live, but they're not coming home. Yaakov Avinu was the first father that stood by the door. And Yaakov Avinu stood by the door with the Chanukah, and that's why Rebbe Leibel says we light the Chanukah menorah by the door, because Yaakov Avinu was screaming out to the Rosh Hashanah, Yosef, come home, where are you, Yosef HaTzadik? The tzaddik, and Yaakov was worried, is my tzaddik a tzaddik even in Mitzrayim? Like, we worry. Are our children going to be able to be tzaddikim when they're at college? Are they able to be tzaddikim in Manhattan? Are they able to be tzaddikim at work? Are they able to be tzaddikim? There are a million things that are surrounding the children of Rosh Hashanah. And we're screaming out, where's Yosef at tzaddik? And Yaakov lights a candle by the door, shining out in the Rosh Hashanah. That's what Chanukah is. That the koyach of Shabbos, the koyach of the Rishus HaYochid, can carry a person in the Rishus HaRabim, and then what, until that time of the Shavuot, bottom of the world, like Rochel Imenu, that she's waiting by the door, Rochel Imenu, she's by the road, outside in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, millions of people are passing by Rochel Imenu, and she's crying, Shavuot, bottom of the world, Kindloch, come home. Wherever you are, be in your house, be in the Tchum Shabbos, be who you are, live with the Rebbein Shalom Tachas or Malchus Shemayim. So the parasha that began by Yetzei Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. Yaakov had to leave the world of Shabbos. That's what means Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva means Shabbos, it says in the Zohar. By Yetzei Yaakov mi Be'er Sheva. He had to leave the world of Shabbos. And by Yelech Charon, it means he had to go where? Into the world of the Shusarab, which is Charon, which is Charoin Af, which is a place of Tumah, which is the Shusarab. By Yelech Charon. And we learn by Sholoshinus that what Charon is the Oisius Ner Charon, is the Oisius Ner Ches, the eight candles of Chanukah. And it says by Yaakov Avinu, he was in that scary place. He left Shabbos, he left his home, and he's in the place of choron, of anger, of the Rishus HaRabim. Vayivga b'mokum, and he encountered the mokum, the place. Even the Rishus HaRabim, he came to the mokum, vayivga b'mokum. That's the mekayim l'shul oylam. Therefore, every month of Shabbos, we sing the piyut, Al tira avdi Yaakov. Don't be afraid, Al tira avdi Yaakov, my servant Yaakov. Al tira avdi Yaakov. But the Baruch Shalom gives chizik. When we leave Shabbos, we're not to the shus in the Baruch Shalom. And we say, Baruch Shalom, it's vayetzi Yaakov b'sheva. We're leaving b'sheva, we're leaving Shabbos. And vayela charonah. And we have to go out into the world of charon. Help us, Baruch Shalom, we're not to the shus from you, from the yechidah shel olam. That wherever we are in the world, it should be the chatzveis katshecha. That liga neyes b'chatzveis katshecha. And that wherever we are in the world, we should remember you. And we should think about you. And only care what you think. So every thought and every word and every action is only for you and only is with you. And that's why the time of lighting the menorah is Asher Tichla Regel Min Hashuk, until there are no longer any people walking in the streets in the Rishus HaRam. Asher Tichla Regel Min Hashuk. And we know this from Akadoshim, that the Inyan of Chanukah is a tikkun of the Midah of Hoyd. And Hoyd means the feet, Netzach and Hoyd are the legs. Tikkun HaRaglayim, that a Jew's feet, wherever he goes in the world, it should always be where? In the Tchum Shabbos. Yaakov Avinu, Bayis, the Dal Ramos of being a Jew, Tachas O Malchus Shemayim, is the tikkun Acha Tichla Reglam and Ashuk. So that wherever you are, in the Shuk of this world, whatever that marketplace is, Acha Tichla Reglam and Ashuk. You're in the Rishus HaYochid. You're not anywhere outside, you're inside. Kineged the Malchus of Yochid, which is all Chachmas Chitzoinis, what the world thinks, what the world says, what the world does. Gornish Megornish, Havil Havol. A Yid from Chanukah, a Chanukah to a Jew can look at the whole world and say, Havil Havol. There's Rishus HaYochid of Yechid HaShoyim. We should be Zoychid to have Ischaskas to Chanukah and all the Hachanas of Chanukah. That the world of Choron should end, and the Ner Ches, the eighth candle, and Arichas Nele, and Yishai Mashicheinu should be lit with Gula Hashem V'Amitis, M'hem Yemenu, Amen V'Amen.